Last time we began discussing the malacha of kosev, we discussed the fact that min haTorah kosev to be chayv and kosev, it has to be a davar hamiskayim midrabana, and it's aser even bedavar she'ena miskayim. And we discussed whether we began to discuss if some things ena miskayim klal is that hetergam, or there may be different gradations of what ena miskayim klal. When it comes to the definition of miskayim, we noted the comment of the Shaaretz Zion that it may be machlokas the Rambam and Rashi, that Rashi seems to indicate that the standard of miskayim is tamid, which at face value means forever, close to the mashmas of the Rambam, the way the Shaaretz Zion assumes that just as miskayim also Shabbos, even though that's not necessarily bechreach in the Rambam. And the Be'er Halacha quoted perhaps the middle position of the Rashba and Kuf Tes Vav that it has to be miskayim for a certain amount of time, kisefer zechronos, which you explained as a ledger of a storekeeper to note credit, which is not necessary to be miskayim le'olam, but needs to be miskayim more than Oso Shabbos. So just an interesting suggestion as far as that shear of kisefer zechronos and miskayim tzas. Sefer HaKosei V'HaMochek, which is written by a Rabbi Yeshua HaKohen Adler from Ofakim, who has a beautiful Sefer on Lifnei Iver, which I have at home also. The Lifnei Iver one was published by the Kes Libwitz people that come out with a small Sarim. So that's a small volume, like this size in paperback. Beautiful work. And he has this volume, HaKosei V'HaMochek, which I pulled it out of the shelf last week. Out fell this ticket of admissions to the Reitz Chag HaSmicha, March 10, 2002, which is probably the last time that I was using the Sefer. I think we're learning Shabbos in the Kol that year. So he quotes from Israel Orbach the following suggestion. What's that shear of Miskayim sometime Kisefer Zechronos? So the Mishnah, the very beginning of Perek HaShoel, Perek Shoel, Daf Kufim and Chesem Beis, the Mishnah says, "Shol adam echaver kadi yayin v'kadi shemen." You're allowed to borrow jugs on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use a lashon of halva, but you're allowed to use a lashon of she'ela. What's the difference? The Gemara says, "Amalei Rabba Barav Chanan Abaye Maishna Hashileni Maishna Halveni." Amalei Hashileni Lo Asi Lemichtav Halveni Asi Lemichtav. We're concerned that if you're going to use a lashon of she'ela, there's no chashash that you may come to write down a record of what you're borrowing, because if you borrow something, you're not makbid to write it down. But if you use a lashon of halva, we're concerned you may come to write down a record of that which you're lending at. Again, then the Shach Mitzrayim continues to flesh that out. So Rashi writes, halveni, so what's the real difference? Mashmal is man meruba. Halveni is mash. Sheila is, I'm lending it to you. I'm lending it to today. You'll give back to me tomorrow. Halveni is mashma a longer period of time. The kaimel and sechas makos stam halva shloshim yom. The asi mal vizet lift up and kaso kach v'kach levesi kidei shelo yishkach stam halva shloshim yom. So if you're lending it out for 30 days, then you want to keep a written record of the fact that you lent it out, so you're not going to forget to collect your loan, so to speak, after 30 days. So he quotes from Israel Orbach, maybe that's the shear of Sefer Zechronos. Sefer Zechronos is that Pinkus that you write down your credit. So here it sounds like Stam Ovos Shloshim Yom, so Stam situation where you have a need to write down a cheshbon of what's owed is Shloshim Yom. So maybe that's the shear for the Rashba of what's considered to be Miskaya. So he quotes that from Israel Orbach, that according to the Rashba, you need at least Yiskayim for 30 days to create a Chiyuv Daraisa. Okay, I haven't seen that anywhere else. That's as good as over here. Okay. So we left off discussing various iterations of Einam Yiskayim Klal. In the extreme, the Truma Sadesh, and that's reflected by the Ramban Sif Dalid, that you can wave your finger in the air and make the shape of a letter, and that's okay. Even though the Mashmas, the Truma Sadesh, sounds a little bit like if you were to be Machmir on Mayim as an Enu Sky, maybe you'd have to be Machmir on putting your hand in the air. But in practice, no one that I'm aware of is actually machmir on putting your hand in the air to make a tzura. Or by the same token, some of the later Sfarim point out, it's clear for the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch that there's no kosev implication of putting your face in front of a mirror on Shabbos, even though you're creating an image in the mirror. So that's also a super extreme enem eschayim klal that presumably everyone would agree is mutter on Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura, we know the last time in Sivkat and Kaf, quotes Chayyadim, I think, that you're not allowed to write in fog on a window pane. Because that's at least, even though it's enem eschayim, but that's an enem eschayim that's aser mi derabanan. Maybe there's even a chiyuv. Then maybe that's meskayim enough that that would be kosev min haTorah. Again, sivkat and kaf. Shemem sivkat and kaf. That's definitely Enem Eschayim. That's Derabbanan, but it's an Enem Eschayim that's going to be Aser Derabbanan. Fine. Shmir Shabbos writes along those lines as other applications of the same general idea. Shmir Shabbos Hilchos Perek Tzayin Seif Kaf Ches, that you can't engrave a tzura or a letter on an orange peel, or you can't make a picture with crumbs on the table. So as Rabbi Riviat says, for example, you can't take Cheerios and make a letter out of the Cheerios, because that would be, even though that's Enem Eschayim, that is a form of Siva. Now we'll talk about if that's always going to be the case. Does there have to be a base in order to have Kosev? As we'll get to that a little bit later. Or Rabbi Riviat says, drawing in an Etch-a-Sketch would be equivalent to drawing the Avak Drachim, the Efer, which is Aser Midrabanan, even though it's Eino Miskai. Rav Avadya discusses the following. I don't know Mar Malkum in, I think this is Shimon Yabi Omer, but I'm reading it from in the Chazon Avadya. In the chapter on Kosev Ozai in the Chazon Avadya, discusses the following that many of the contemporary Sfarim discuss. That let's say you're wearing shoes or sneakers that have some kind of lettering on the sole. So you're going to walk outside in certain on certain surfaces in the dirt and the mud, and there's going to be an imprint from the bottom of your shoe on the ground. So is that a concern of kosev? So Vadya writes, if it's not inevitable, if it's not a psikreisha, that's darish ein miskavein, that's going to be mutter. But he says, even if it is a psikreisha, you're going on a surface where it's inevitable that you're going to leave an imprint from the writing on the soles of your shoes, even if it is a psikreisha, it's a psikreisha delo ichpasle / lo nichale on tre derabbanan. One derabbanan, it's einam eskayim, so we're only talking about kosev midrabbanan to begin with, and it's kalachar yad. Kalachayad is not the normal way. It is the normal way of walking, but it's not the normal way of writing. So kosev in a kalachayad fashion in an enem eschayim tzura, so that's a psikreisha delo nichale / delo ichpasle on trei derabbanan, which many are mikel about, as we discussed earlier in the year. So that's Rav Avadya's cheshbon, why it would be permissible to walk on such a surface with such shoes on Shabbos. Orach HaShabbos writes the same thing in Sif Lama Gimel. He adds that there's another consideration, that if you're wearing, if you're walking with shoes that have lettering on the bottom, the imprint that you're going to leave is going to be backwards. It'll be the mirror image of the letter. So that's not a normal tzura sa'os, And that's another reason that maybe that's not kosev. Even though if it's some representation, that's all, even if it's not an oath, if it's a representation, that could be roshem or a form of kosev anyway. But he says that's another consideration. That's not the normal surah oath. Although I think the Yisod Yishurin pointed out, Rabbi Gedalia Felder, the Colonel of Rachel from Toronto, did we quote this once this year so far? If we quote the Yisod Yishurin? Yisod Yishurin was one of the very early Kitzer books in many areas of Halacha on the Sun Hilchos Shabbos.
Did we quote him on the Shabbos Asher Torah, Gemara and Baba Kama?
Yeah, what did he say?
I thought maybe he said in the Gemara that Hilchos Shabbos is very difficult to understand.
Yes, you're right. Okay, very good. Yes. Right, we did quote that. Yeah, but we haven't quoted in a long time, but. So I was looking at somebody wrote on Kosev, Rabbi, when I took Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik's, or one of his classes in Revel, it was not effusive in praise of many people, but he spoke very highly of Rafelder Svarim as like the model for how to write a good Kitzur Sefer. But be that as it may, so I think he points out that, so that's true that you have the mirror image, but in some letters, if you have an O, so it's the same O, even if it's backwards, but whatever. And Rabbi Karp also comes from Rav Yashiv to be makel on this, but he says that all things being equal, still better, if Ika Dark Achrina, if there's another way that's not muddy to walk, so better to do, better to walk that way. Okay. So the later Achronim discuss, and this is a little bit of a mafteach for understanding certain elements of modern technology like photography and screens, video cameras, etc. So there's a Yerushalmi in our Parak Habona, Halacha Dalet, that seems to be talking about some rudimentary form of invisible ink. So the Lashon du Yishalmi, the end of Halacha Dalet Perek Yudeis, Amar Chia Bar Ba, Ilein Midei Madincha Arumin Sagin. So these Easterners are smart people. I'm reading with the Perish of the Korban Eda on those Perish Amilim there. So these Eastern people were very smart. Kadchad ninhon ba'i mishal chamila mistarikin l'chavre. If one of the members of that population wanted to send a secret message to a friend, hukasa b'mei milin. So he would write the message in Me'afatzim, water with gall. Fatzim is the ingredient for dio.
Gallnut,
right. So he'd write in gallnut solution. The hein the makabel kisvaya, and the one who received the letter, who shofech dio she'ein ba'efetz, would pour ink that didn't have this ingredient, the me'afatzim, in it. Who kolei makam atzav. And that would expose the Malkam Aksav. So they would write in some kind of secret invisible ink. And then when it reached its destination, the recipient would pour some substance over that invisible ink, and then the writing would appear. So this was the smart secret operatives in the East. Also came to Shabbos Mahu. So what's the din if you do such a thing on Shabbos? So is the shayla on writing it in the visible ink, or is the shayla on pouring the solution over the invisible ink to make the letters visible? So let's go for now with the Korban Eda's interpretation. But he understands we're talking about pouring the solution over the invisible ink to make it visible. Is that a malacha deraisa of, is that a malacha of kosev? What's the day? Fuhusha kasav dio al gabe dio. The sikra al gabe sikra. So if it's dio al gabe dio, or sikra al gabe sikra, so that's the ksav al gabe ksav, ksav al gabe ksav, and Shabbos is pater. Aval in kasav dio al gabe sikra, the sikra al gabe dio, chayef. But if it's a different type of ink, so then you'd be chayev, because that's not ksav al-gabi ksav, that's a new ksav. And if you have Rav Mishar, Shev Hashem Rabban, and the Taman, chayev shtayim, mishem ochek, mishem kosef. Okay, so it's not so clear what the Yushalmi's answer is, that if it's the al-gabi dio, then pater, if it's the al-gabi sikra, then you're chayev. So it sounds like it's saying that if it's the same material, that's going to be ksav al gabi ksav. But so the first time you wrote an invisible, that's considered dio, and the second time, now that you made it visible, it is considered dio, it's also dio. Or is Yerushalmi saying that's not the case of the invisible ink? The invisible ink is always the equivalent of sikra al gabi dio al gabi sikra. So it's not so clear in the Yerushalmi. Says the Prima Gadim. You think it is clear?
No, I'm just astounded how not clear it is.
Well, have you ever seen a clear Yerushalmi?
I guess not.
So says the Prima Gadim, our simen the Mishmas Zav Sifkat and Gemo. The Osana Kosvim Devar Seser Biniyar Im Chalav Shenechla Velonis Bashal Adayim. For those who write secret writings in milk that wasn't pasteurized, the Nivla Biniyar Veinu Shomanikars, and then it's absorbed into the paper such that you can't see the Tzurasos, Ukesheba L'chaveiro Nosinu So Eitzala Eish, the Shalheves, Umeschamin B'nikra Aksavahu, and then the way to crack the code is to put it next to the fire, and the heat is going to make you able to read the milky Ksav. I don't know what the science is here. Does anyone? Okay, so they have to look into the codes of early modern Europe. But so what's it then? So parentheses, I and Yerushalmi. Im also came to Shabbos, Yeshlomar, Dichi of Chata Slak, it's not a deraisa. When we call Mako, Midrabanan Aser, Didome Lakosev. It's Dome Lekosef. So it sounds like he's addressing stage two, where you're revealing the writing, not where you're writing the writing. And he's saying that's not a deraisa, but it's Dome Lekosef. And it's seen of Ayin Yerushalmi, sounds like he understood the Yerushalmi that way, that the sikra, that the shayla was on the set, on the recipient. If the recipient is able to crack the code by pouring whatever he's pouring over the substance, that's considered kosev because he is creating an essence by pouring that substance over the writing, or in the Prima Gadim's case, by putting it to the fire, you're creating those letters through some kind of a maisa. And then Prima Gadim said, then it's Yatzel Edispo, so maybe there's some Mavashal going on there as well. Ritzvi Pesach Frank, Chuvas Har Tzvi Yaradeya Simen Reish Lamed. So his context is whether erasing invisible ink is a potential violation of the Chikas Hashem. But he has the following analysis. He quotes the Prima Gadim, and he says, why should that be so posh to the Prima Gadim that if you're going to put this invisible ink in front of a flame in a way that's going to expose it, that that's not a melacha d'oraisa. He says, it doesn't sound like the Pima Gadol is saying that that's grama. Because he's also being Dami Shambishal. And doesn't sound, that, sound like that's a grama consideration. He says, maybe this should be dependent on Machlokas and Magen Avraham, the Avin Ozer, in the following case. Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Nun Beis, a person puts wheat into a Rechayim Shalmayim on Shabbos. The mill is running anyway. You're just putting the wheat into the mill, and then the mill on its own is going to run and crush the wheat. The Magen Avraham says that's only a shvus because min haTorah you're not doing an active malacha, so that's no more than a grama. And the Evan Ozer argues that no, that's a malacha d'oraisa, like Zohar v'Ruach Nisayasa. Explains the Korban Nisan of Das Magen Avraham that Tchina is fundamentally different than Afiyah. When it comes to Afiyah, Afiyah always is in essence Ayyadei Grama because you're putting the bread in the oven and the oven's baking the bread. You're not doing anything. So why is putting the wheat on the millstone any different than putting the bread in the oven? So he says that's all Dumi Demishkan based because that's Gufa, I mean, it's Ke'en, how we explain Zohar, perhaps, but that's Gufa, what the Malacha of Ofer Mevashel is, was B'mishkan. That's how it's done. When it comes to Tochein, that's not how it was done. It was done by direct Tochein, and not by something secondary. So he says, so according to the Magen Avraham, that if you're going to put the wheat on the millstone on Shabbos, that's not a melacha d'oraisa. It's only ayyadei grama because you're not doing an act of tochein. So he says, l'fizeh, we understand the Prima Gadim, that even though you're putting the invisible ink right next to the fire, so isn't that an act b'yadayim? So why is it pashut that that's not a d'oraisa, that it's not... that is not a form of kosev. No, the melacha saksiva b'mishkan was direct melacha saksiva. If you write something on it, you wrote something on the crush it. So this is so just like by tochein, putting the wheat in the millstone is not dumi d'mishkan. So putting the invisible ink next to the fire is not dumi d'mishkan either, and therefore that's not going to be a melacha d'oraisa. Malacha d'Rabbanan, yes. Malacha d'Oraisa, no. But then he says, maybe even the Evan Ozer, even if you disagree with the Magen Avraham, as many Achronim do, on the Rechayim case, maybe you can still say that the Prima Gadim is correct. And even if you view putting the paper next to the fire as essentially a Maisa V'Yadayim, totally different consideration that's local to Ksiva. Maybe the reason the Prima Gadim says you're part of the Torah is because, I'll read a couple lines. Yikamakam dasa Prima Gadim lepotro, mishum sheksav she'enu nikr lefisha'a lo batel mitoras ksav. Kevin sheyeshto takana she'nikra kiksavo. So the fact that it's invisible now doesn't mean that it's not a halachic ksav. Vienna Senes, the Mikaven de Lonis Batom, Yemen, Torah Ksav, in Cain, Lo Shaykh Lechaivo, Al Hamada, Mitam Kosev, Shreva Emes, Gam Kodam Hamada, Nami, Faria Nekshav, Lexav, Gamur. The only reason you could entertain the Mechai, the second guy, is if there was never a Ksiva to begin with. Meaning it's Lo Yitachain that two people could be both chayiv for kosev in creating for a single image that was created. Meaning, leaving aside, if it's a case of sikro gabidyo, so that's two different acts of, two different forms of kosev. But here, there's only one creation of an os. So it can't be that two people at two different stages are both chayiv for kosev.
Didn't we say there's a
shittu
by Lush that according to
Rebbe
Yosef Yechai from the Gibel alone?
Right.
So yeah, you have an analog there.
Okay.
But those are probably both Chashuv, Mashin, Tanir. I mean, here you're just making the Milky letters.
Right.
You're making the Sinus Mayim solution. You're making mm-hmm.
Is it also clear that the first guy's Chayiv?
Not at all. But he's saying. So it could be correct. You could have said the first guy is Pater and the second guy is Chayef. He's saying that's not true. The first guy is Chayef. If he wants the first guy's Chayef, the second guy is not going to be Chayef. He's saying the starting point is that even though you can't see it, it's considered a Ksav. If it's considered a Ksav, that means the first guy would have been Chayef, and then the second guy. Can't be talking about a malacha deraisa for the second guy. So let's just read on a couple lines. He says, "In kein lo shayv lechayv ol amada mitam kosev shreve emes gam kodem amada nami kvar yenachshav leksav gamar v'lechein ba'amada ein zeksav chadash da kvar kasev omenu." So there's already a viable ksav there, even if it's invisible. So you can't be mechayv the second guy if there's already ksav before the second guy came around. And he says, and that's on the Rishalmi. Mishem kach, see it in Pri Megadon, the Ayin Rishalmi. The Shah Mavuar, the Ksav She'enu Nikr, Eino Batel Miyos Ksav. That you see from the Rishalmi that even if it's invisible, it's still a Ksav. How do you see that? So the fact that the Rishalmi contrasts Dio Gabi Sikra versus Dio Gabi Dio. He says, "Mevuar ksav rishon she'eno nikar chashuk ksav." Right? If it's diol gabi diol, if it's the same material, so even though the first ksav is eino nikar, that's still ksav. And even though the Yishalmi, it says that if you pour diol afterwards. Your chai mishim kosev. So that's where you're pouring dio. That's the second act of tziva. That's like dio agave sikra. But if you're not adding a new substance of ink, so then you're going to be pater. So tziva has a friend thing. So fundamentally, if you write in invisible ink, that potentially is a chiyuv d'oraisa, even though you can't see it right now. And then the second guy that's going to uncover it by putting it in the fire, next to the fire, that's no more than a melacha d'rabbana.
Who's the Ravai who said in the Prima Gadun's exact case that you're pater, that is mutter, of bringing fire? Mm-hmm. You did say that, right?
Of bringing?
Bringing a piece of paper with.
No, that's right, the sunglasses. Okay, the colored sunglasses.
Why you call it this people other makosas? Right.
Who says in this case is it okay?
For Tzavei or for Kosev?
For Kosev. In this case, you bring it to you bring the paper close to the heat, and then you can see the writing.
Because if no mice see
though. Yeah. No, he did quote Prima Gautam, and he said there's a difference that there perhaps that it could be that there that the Prima Gautam case more there to Siva as opposed to walking in with not less there. That's what I think what he said. But even then, he had his cool even for Prima Gautam, that this is more normal as opposed to the book of sunglasses. I don't know.
But we could have revised this argument on the Prima Gautam, the Dean of Lycosif. I don't remember.
No, I have in my notes that Rav Avadya said that his kula by sunglasses works right. Even according to Prima Gautam.
Right.
Prima Gautam is more normal.
Right. Okay. Right. So I don't remember if he took issue with the Prima Gautam on Kosev Lalacha. Let's look back. Okay. Sure. But the so the invisible ink matter may be relevant to something that Shmir Shabbos talks about in Perek Bay Perek Mem, the end of Sif Beis. He writes that if you have a thermometer strip where by putting the strip on your forehead, it's going to cause letters or numbers to appear, then that's Aser and Shabbos. Because the footnote test from Mishlama Zalman, the baseline starting point is that the strip is black, you don't see anything. And if you put it on your forehead, then letters or numbers appear. So he quotes, that's a problem. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman that if, however, you could see them faintly, they're just going to get stronger when you put it on your forehead. That would be okay. Since anyway, we're only talking about this is the Rabbanan. And the Shino is only essentially in the color, but not in the os. I mean, the os is nicker, it's just a little bit faint, it'll get stronger. So he thinks that would be okay. And even if it's going to change colors, it should be found with Saveya, but since it's not Miskayim, and it's not adding any color, it's just the color changes. If it's a tzarech olaksas, we're talking about a derabanan, that should be mutter. But if you can't see the letters at all, so that's analogous to the Prima Gaudim's invisible ink, where it's at least aser midrabanan. So even for Cholish Eim L'Sakana, it should be avoided. I don't think anyone uses those kinds of thermometer straps anymore anyway, right? Yeah, okay. So halacha v'lamaisa. But the question of invisible ink is also relevant to photography. So the original discussions in Poskim were about film photography, where you take a picture with a camera and there's no, before Polaroids, there's no image that appears. So the only image is embedded in the film, and then the film has to be developed. Anyone remember film photography? So the Sadi Sharon talks about it. He assumes that even though inasmuch as writing with invisible ink, we presume it at least be Kosev Derabanan. To pass a fact, maybe it's Kosev Deraisa, but it's at least going to be Kosev Derabanan. So taking a picture, which is going to imprint an image on the film, is Logara from invisible ink. That should be us, or at least Midrabanan. And Rav Avadia in Os Yud Gimel, the Chazon Avadia, writes that, you know, this may go back to that Magen Avraham by Toche, that just as according to the Magen Avraham, if you grind, you put your wheat into the water mill on Shabbos, that's going to be Aser Derabanan, not Deraisa, because it's Eino Dome Le Tochein v'mishkan. So, okay, if you take a picture, so that's not Dolma to Kosev v'mishkan either, but at least that should be Aser mi Derabana. Shmir Shabbos entertains, or at least it sounds like he has the possibility, and maybe there's even an Iser Deraisa. Peretes Zion, Seif Kav Zion. Ein litzalem b'matzlema mikol suk shehu, any kind of camera. Vadish asu l'toch film, ola hadpis mimem etmonos. You can't develop film and you can't print pictures. Because in Funod Ayin Aleph from Rav Pesach Frank, mashma, it's not Siva Deraisa because there's no Tzuras Os is a nicker. But he quotes him a sefer Minchas Yantiv, which I was looking for in the Osar Chachma and I couldn't find. I think he writes over here in the Yisod Yishurin that this Minchas Yantiv was written by Reb Chaim Lerman of Plusk. I don't know who that was, but probably didn't have it in Osar Chachma. They had a few other Minchas Yantivs and not this one. So he quotes the Minchas Yantiv as sounding like taking a picture of film photography could be Nisr Deraisa. And he quotes him as talking about whether you can have your picture taken by Nachri on Shabbos. So if anyone can find the sefer Minchas Yantiv, it says here Ha'aras al Minchas Shabbos. So maybe the name of the sefer is Minchas Shabbos and Minchas Yantiv is the footnotes. Anyway, if you can find what he says, the tzion over here is the last page of sefer Minchas Yantiv. If you find what it says, let me know. But the generally post can assume that taking a picture of film photography would only be an Iser Derabanan. Again, this Minchas Yantiv, the Orach HaShabbos, I think quotes something like that also. Maybe we're talking about a Melacha Deraisa, but it's not clear. He doesn't quote what the analysis is. So I sent you an article written by Rabbi Levi Halperin, who wrote many svarim on Halacha and technology. This is from Yeshurun, Volume Yud Aleph. Be'inyan matzlimot bitachon le'inyan Shabbos. So this is relevant in two applications. Number one, the earlier literature, if you will, was about closed circuit television. So you have a closed circuit television for security purposes, where it captures the image of anyone walking past and it appears on a screen, but the image isn't recorded for posterity per se. So if you have a security guard who's watching the screen, but it's not recorded, so it appears, the person passes by, so his image will appear for as long as he's appearing in front of the camera. And then the second question or second application would be if you have video surveillance and it is recording onto film or onto wherever it's recorded, the cloud now, for posterity. So what consideration is there for walking in front of such a camera on Shabbos? So he analyzes the following. So number one, he assumes the starting point that walking in front of such a camera on Shabbos is considered to be the maisa of the person walking in front. And what exactly are you causing to happen? So it says that when you have a picture that appears on a screen, you're causing changes in the waves, electrical waves, that causes the appearance of an image on the screen. But what exactly is happening halachically when you do that? So you're not causing a circuit to be connected. You're not causing a new Zerem Chashmal. You're just changing how the waves flow. So even according to the Chazon Ish, that electricity is also Mishim Bona. But over here, that's not what's going on. Because you're not causing the closing of any circuit. He talks about whether this is a problem with Molid. He says, what about Kosev? Because after all, isn't this a form of Roshem that causing the creation of any picture is a Malacha of Roshem / Kosev? And don't say that this is considered Ksiva Bashina Kalachar Yad because you're not writing with your hand, that it shouldn't be any worse than writing with your left hand, which is only Aser Derabanan. No, this is the Derech of this Ksiva. Just as you wouldn't say that if you operate a sewing machine with a foot pedal, if it's designed to be operated that way, so this is the way that this form of tziva, of taking a picture, is meant to operate. So don't tell me it's kalachar yad. What should we say? At the very least, it is ksav she'eno miskayim. As soon as a person leaves the screen, the camera, his picture goes away. So that should be considered Eina Miskayim. So we're not talking about any worse than an Iser Derabbana. And then he says, maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's like a person standing in front of a mirror, where it's pashut that there's no violation of Kosev if you stand in front of a mirror, because you're not creating, when you stand in front of a mirror, you're not creating an image, you're just causing the light to be reflected in a certain way. And maybe that's more analogous to being Roshem Ba'avir. So you're just deflecting light, which causes an image to appear on a screen, but is that fundamentally different than causing your image to appear on a mirror. So he raised that question, but he says, you don't rely on that. Miyos Tov, in order to avoid any chashash who pick book. So his recommendation, as the head of the Machon Madai, the Technologi Lahalacha, was that where there's a need to have such security cameras on Shabbos. So recommendation number one is that, let's say you need the security camera to have entrance to the building. You don't want any imposters or unwelcome guests coming to the building. But you could always have a side door that's open without a camera for the residents of the building, the people who know that there's a side door, and that way they can avoid the camera. So he says, if it's possible to do that way, then that's better. If that's not possible, meaning that still poses a security risk to have any unopened door on the side, which I think current conventional wisdom is that you don't want to do that for security purposes. So then his other suggestion is you should set the cameras in such a way that they turn off at certain intervals. So if that's the case, that they turn off at certain intervals, so it's not necessarily a psik reishe that your image is going to be captured, because maybe you're going to come at a time that the camera is off. So that's a davar sheina miskaven, but not a psik reishe. And if that's not good enough for your security advisors, then you could have multiple cameras, and each one of them could turn off at a alternating interval, such that at any time there will be some camera, but any individual camera is going to be off at some intervals, and then you can argue that it's not a secretion.
Because you go by the individual camera, you don't right. look at the stuff.
Right, that's his. Right, that's his. That's the suggestion. But then he says that till now, that's all about a closed circuit TV where the image isn't recorded. But if it's going to be recorded, that's worse, because maybe that's a problem of tikkun mana. Or at least Mexic misake. So again, his best recommendation is, where possible, to leave, even for this, leave a side door. And if you can't leave the side door, then have alternate shutoffs. That's what he writes. Rav Vosner, in a very brief tshuva at the end of volume one of the Aruch HaShabbos, addressing the same issue of walking, it sounds like he's talking about the closed circuit TV, he's not focused on recording the images. But in a tshuva to Rabbi Rubin, he writes that we're definitely not talking about Amlacha D'Oraisa, because the Klolius, he says, that you can never be chayev, he doesn't really develop it, he says you can never be chayev from Malacha D'Oraisa if you're just going about your normal activities and have no intention of performing any Malacha. Meaning, if you're just walking on your merry way down the street, so it can't be that even if something is going to take a picture of you, that's a Malacha D'Oraisa, because that's not Malacha Smach Shabbos. There has to be some consciousness of the fact that a Malacha is taking place. So he doesn't flesh that out, but he assumes that is a Davar Pashut. But still going to be Asur Midirabanan, so that only goes so far. And then he says, I mean, he doesn't focus on the fact that it's Derabbanan because it's not Derek Siva or Invisible Ink or any of that. He just assumes it can't be D'Oraisa because there's no Malachas Smach Shabbos, but Derabbanan still would be. So he says, okay, it's a Psik Reishe Dol Ichbas Leyen Derabbanan. That doesn't help so much because usually we're Machron a Psik Reishe Dol Ichbas Leyen Derabbanan unless it's a Trade Derabbanan. By Trade Derabbanan, it's not Pasha. But that's what he says over there. It's an interesting tshuva, tshuvas van Hagos, more interesting for the historical context than for the, he doesn't really focus on this bottom line as far as the kosher angle. The tshuvas van Hagos, chele beis simon kuf peites, chele beis simon kuf peites from Rav Shurmbach's Johannesburg days. So his focus in the tshuva is about Emil and Achri, but the nidon is that can you knock on a door to let the doorman let you in? And the only way he's going to let you in is if he sees your face on the closed circuit TV. So the way he expresses the issue is that the large houses in Johannesburg are always locked. And in order to get in, the guard has to see that you're white, because he wouldn't let any black person in, but only in apartheid South Africa. They have to check the color of your skin. So his nidon there is better Emil and Achri here, and but he doesn't focus on the ksiva element of walking. So there it's nichale, it's not levipasle, it's nichale because you want to get into the building. They also sent you this tshuva from Zan Lechemia. Sorry.
Does the fact that you want like security around the shore on the building make it nichale? Does anybody discuss that?
So the nidon of Rabbi Halperin and the nidon of Rav Osner they're talking about a case where you couldn't care less about whether you're on the camera or not, because it's for security, but it doesn't benefit you, right? The case of Rav Shturmbach is where you can only get into the building if they positively identify you, right? So that would be a bigger problem, because there it is. It is nichale. So Rav Osner's argument wouldn't help you. Rabbi Halperin would say Mikra din is no ksiv at all. That's a little bit of a chiddush. If you assume that there is ksiva derabanan, because there is an image created, even if it's Eina Miskayim, but it's Miskayim enough to be Aser Midrabanan, so then that is a problem. Rav Shturmbach doesn't really address that in the tshuva here. He's focused on the Emil and Achri element. So even there, the way he frames it is that it's the Nachri that cares about the system. You couldn't care less if they have the system or not. It's the Nachri's decision who to let into the building. So it's up to him. If he wants the system, that's his problem. You don't care about the system. But you could argue in a case where you do care about the system and it's for your security, and that could, and they're only going to let you in if they see you on the screen. So that does become a bigger problem.
That was why you aren't the cameras on the
show. Yeah. So when they first started the cameras, their Schefter stopped having the Spanish and Shabbos. This goes back maybe 15. We're saying that 13 years, maybe 16, 17 years ago. There was a tkufa where Rosh Hashanah stopped having the Beis Medrash on Shabbos because they put up cameras, I think, through the entrances to that building. And then I forgot what the resolution was. I think initially there was one door that didn't have a camera, maybe. And then the cameras became so ubiquitous that you could go anywhere anyway.
And then what do you use, Miko? But they got cameras in Brea also.
I'm not sure. I'm sure they don't have cameras in the Aguda.
Yeah,
So I was let's talk with Zamba Chemist too about this point now. I don't you could ask him. I don't remember I remember there was a tkufa, not a long tkufa, it was a tkufa we stopped having with Smelish and Shabbos because of the cameras. And I don't remember what the resolution was. So Zamba Chemia in this tshuva printed in a Teres Shlomo Chelek Vav was asked about all the security cameras in the Eir Atika. So you can't walk anywhere. I mean, now you can't walk anywhere, anywhere. You can't walk anywhere, anywhere on Shabbos, anywhere in the world without cameras capturing your image. So Rav Nechemia says that he discussed this with his father, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and with Matir because it's a situation to Lanichale. But the Rav Nechemia says that doesn't really, that's like we saw from Rav Osner, but that doesn't really help me so much because we're generally Matmir on a situation to Lanichale, even on the Rabbana. So he says, maybe it's only Grama, like the Magen Avraham by the millstone. And maybe it's better than a millstone, even if you like the Evan Ozer by the millstone. But over here, there's no Melechas Machshaves, because it's not the Derech HaMelacha. And if you're going to talk about a Derech HaMelacha by a photograph or by a camera, it's you pose for the picture. But it's not the Derech to... If you want a picture taken, stam, the cameras snap all over the place wherever you walk, or the videos. And he said, even if we argue... So don't walk outside on Shabbos, that's considered Tzorach Gadol, and the Tzorach Mitzvah, Ayde Grama. So at the very least, you could be mekel of segregation of nichli and the rabbanan derek rama. It's not just the rabbanan; it's derek rama. So b'makom sorech, he thinks you could be mekel of segregation of nichli and the rabbanan. Then he says, even if we argue that maybe this is b'chlam malachas not shabbos, because avnei nezer simkuf sadi dalid, the famous Rashba, we didn't really discuss this when we spoke about Saad, but we might have referenced it earlier there when we spoke about Segreshe. The Rashba that you're allowed to close the door to your house, even if there's a deer in your house, if your kavan is for the security of your home, even if Mimela, you're going to be Saad, the Tzvi, because if you have two kavanos, then we're not concerned about the exposure of the malacha of one kavana, as long as you have another kavana. And the Ron asks, isn't that segreshe?
What was that case? You're closing the deer.
You're closing, there's a deer in your house. The deer ran into your house. And you have no interest in being inside the deer, but you don't want burglars to come in the middle of the night through the open front door. So you're closing the front door because you want to protect the house. The Mela, the Tzvi is Nitsa. So even though that's essentially a Psegreshe on the Tzeda, but if your Kavana is for some other Toeles, then the fact that there's a secondary result from your action, that's a Malacha, doesn't concern us.
Even if you intend to also track him here, as long as there's another intention, you're still about that.
Right.
You said your intention was not to track
him here. Correct, I'm sorry. Yeah. Right. So the Rashba says, if you have two intentions, even if one of the intentions is a malacha, but your other intention is for something that's Hetzer Gamor, then that is acceptable. And the Ran argues, and the Ran says, bottom line, that's subsik reshe, and it's even worse because your intention is you want to be tzad the deer in addition to protecting your house. So he quotes him in Avnei Nezer in the analysis here that Seda Tzvi is Ayudei Grama. And that's the nature of Tzad, because usually Tzad is by definition Ayudei Grama. Because you're not trapping the deer in your hands, you're closing the door. That's a grama to restricting the movement of the deer. But that's the nature of tzad, that's the malachas machshaves of tzeda. But if that's the case, you can only call that malachas machshaves if that is your soul kavana. But if your kavanah is for something else, even if it's a psik reshe, then it's going to be tzad also. That's not seda. He says, if you're walking in front of the camera and the camera takes your picture, your video, so even if you'll say that's malachas machshaves, that's not your kavanah. Even if it's a psik reshe, maybe that should be mutter. And then he says, maybe this isn't Siva at all. Siva means on paper. But here it goes on a cassette. And if you want to see the image, you have to put the cassette into a machine. Maybe that's not Siva at all. What about invisible ink? Where that is Siva midrabanan. Maybe this is worse. Maybe this is better. Maybe it's not even the Rabbanan. It's not Doma Lekosev Klal. By the invisible ink, once you expose it to the fire, so then you see the original Ksav that was imprinted on that paper. But here, you'll never see anything on the cassette. You only see it on the screen once you put the cassette into a machine. So he thinks that even if in general we're machmir of psikreshe derabanan, but here psikreshe derabanan, ayde grama, and it's not clear whether we're talking about a malach at all. So with all these sirufim, not malachas machshaves, he thinks that you could be makel to walk freely in the old city on Shabbos and not be concerned. That seems to be the Mahalach HaMechuvah among the later poskim, that however you formulate it is whether you can construct an argument that it's less than, that it's a super animus gayim that isn't even Durban, it's not Derek Siva, or at the very least, it's a Durban of the great Reshid Del Nichole, Bader Tzirufim. But that seems to, most poskim do not tell you that you have to stay home all Shabbos and can't leave your house. But one way or another, we have to, definitely in any urban setting, even in now in suburban settings, it's nina nimna that you're not going to encounter videos wherever you walk. And you have to be made for somehow. Okay. Fine. So maybe what we'll do. I still want to talk about whether there's kosev exposure in being makariv osios. You have to talk about the Rama of cutting cakes with letters, and the machlokas, the Levush and the Rama about library books. So maybe, do we have a shiur tomorrow? Yeah? Yeah?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Fine. Is there a preference for earlier or later?
I guess.
Okay.
So, thank
you. Fine. So I'll let you know about the time. It'll be on Zoom because I won't be in. Fine. So we'll just try to finish up those three points, which is basically Magen Avraham Siv Katan Yud, Tshuvas Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, the Rama with the cake in Siv Gimel, and the Machlokes about library books, Mishabur talks about Siv Katan Yud Zayin. And then after that, so we'll try to wrap up Kol Siv Emochek with that tomorrow, Blinether. And then after that, we'll maybe next I'll talk about Shtar Yedotos. So I'll send you more comments on that.
Are we going to do all the Durabanans?
I don't think so, because then we won't have time to go into Bona. Mm-hmm. At least, sorry, yeah, that's
right. You won't be able to read anything on Shabbos. You won't be able to read anything on Shabbos if we do it. Yeah, walk anywhere, we can't read anything.